What is up, punters and dribblers? Welcome back to another episode of About Even, the number one betting show on planet Earth. Back for another week, brought to you by Neds. If you can have a punt, if you like having a punt, do it with Neds. They're our good friends. Shout out to Neds. You can also join our private betting group on the Neds app. It is called About Even in there. It's private. The secret passcode is Dribbler. Get in there, share your bets, share a bit of fucking, you know, a bit of mail if you got it. But that's where you can join. Welcome, everybody. I do just want to, like, Dave was making fun of me before we got started. I do have a heat pack on my neck. I hurt my neck doing push-ups. Or actually, it wasn't push-ups. It was what are
rollouts, called? Mate.
Ab rollouts.
You're more of a roll-up guy.
Yeah, fruit roll-ups were good. Real fruit flat out, I think.
Well, real fruit flat out was one of the great wool pulls ever.
Yeah, they had like a bunch of apples and then like a pitch roller
and
going
some
over.
Some of them had like neon like cartoons in them and shit.
Yeah. Oh, is this real fruit?
Like, mum and dad, I better get this.
How much sugar's in roll-ups, Dave?
But I think they came up with the cylinder ones as well that were like a meter long tape and you're like, oh, these are the healthy ones because they like weren't as fluoro, but they'll probably.
But that would you had a meter's worth of fucking roll up.
Like, think about roll ups. That were just like
sugar stuff.
Sugar sheets of sugar,
and they were sick. We weren't allowed them, so when we were allowed to get roll ups, like once, twice a year, ooh, it was a big day. I remember my mates came over once, and my sister ran up and goes, guess what? And they're like, what? And she's like, we got roll-ups. And I'm like, oh, that's embarrassing.
Well, man, it's like,
no, I have roll-ups all the time, house. I swear.
Like, that's really cool.
But like when you're in school, the schoolyard.
Yeah. I'd go to Street's house
you
and like,
get
come
found
in
out
my pants because
sort of
he was allowed to have ice cream. I'm like, you can just eat ice cream whenever you want. He's like, yeah, dude. And then I'd go and pound it.
Or
I'd
you're a Karen kid, though.
Well, man, I was a little bit more, you
know. And it sparked a lifelong love affair with
I used to fucking smash his Tim Tams.
I never was like a huge sweet tooth. Like, I love my roll-ups, but like, we'd go on holidays to Mollymook and I'd bring Tom with the family and then Tom would go upstairs on the first night and eat like all the Tim Tams that were available that the family bought for the week or something. And then
I ratted him out.
He was furious. He was furious.
Well, it was pretty obvious. Well, the fat fucking chocolate, give a chocolate on his face. Anyway, I don't know how he got here, but shout out to Fruit Roll-Up Stage. Do you have...
So one
four's
quarter.
Not that much compared to like some of the other foods.
That's actually
going
not that bad.
Like,
so yeah, a can of Coke's like the half of its sugar.
Nutella. I saw one where they had like the Nutella, and I'm fucked. Nutella's good gear, right? But like they had the Nutella jar, and like literally half of it is sugar. Then it's just like oil.
And the old Up and Goes with 20 grams of sugar.
They sell that.
Dude,
that was like two
Weet-Bix with milk, baby. That's how you started the day.
Yeah, with 20 seriously? Grams of sugar.
Like, are you serious?
Used to have them all the time.
Dude, that's so fucked up.
Yeah, they were just sugar.
So and to hijack Weet-Bix.
Because that's why
like
you felt
that.
So good. I used to have them at school. You'd be like, oh my God, like I'm ready for school. It's like you just had 20 grams of sugar with milk.
And you're
like,
asleep by fucking the end of the first class. It's crashing and sugar. Anyway.
Shout out to it.
Lippy Dribbler this week. Jack Smead, is it? Seven?
Yeah, Smead.
You
Smeady.
Know reminds me of? Was it Hook? Mr. Smee.
Reminds me of Smeagol.
Mr. Hook. Oh,
no, Smee was like the
I thought
Hook's
you were talking
offsider.
Beethoven, Mr. Newton.
Oh, like, no. Mr. Smee. If you haven't seen Hook, Robin Williams, Dustin Hoffman, you're a fucking idiot.
I haven't seen it for many,
but it's like all time, though.
I know, but I saw it like once as a kid. You know what I mean?
That's it?
I had different movies I watched.
Damn,
you know
dude.
What I mean?
That's one of my all-time faves, no doubt. Yeah. Anyway.
Shout out to Mr. Smead, a Victorian, I believe. Let's see how these Victorians go.
We like a Victorian.
I mean, it's good to give him
we
something.
We like them,
other
but
than
I don't
have
know if
like
punt, Tom.
50 fucking legs to get $3 odds on the AFL. They can actually have a punt on a real sport to, you know,
oh,
get
he'll be
odds.
Frothing.
Yeah,
he'll be frothing.
Yeah,
instead of having
him.
Every single player on the field to get 20-plus disposals to win $3.
Yeah.
You can bet on a man's sport.
Now.
Or woman's.
All ones. Let's get into some accountability brought to you by Bloke in a Bar, who are also doing accountability now. Shout out to them. Where are we, Edward?
Mate, we are... Should we start with the overall leaderboard? Maybe we should.
Yeah, let's do it.
Wasn't a great week for Sebo.
No.
Sebo, Tom and I were talking. Mm. You've had probably the most outrageous fall from grace I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Plus 16 units down to minus 42.6.
That's my story. I am taking this season. There's still a tiny bit left, but I'm already taking it as a loss.
Oh,
you're watching.
flagging it.
Yeah, look, in terms of just like my own, like I might win the thing, but like it, maybe you win it, but you're still in the negative. I consider that a loss. You know what I mean? Like sure. I consider where I was to where I am, even if I still win it, it's a loss. I was up, I was riding high. I reckon it was in time with like the bunnies. Like when the bunnies were in form, I was in form. Then as soon as State of Origin came around, I've been fucking useless. I've been shit. I've had a slide. What can I say other than fucking where's one of those bloody samurai swords and I'll just
honor killing?
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna go out honorably.
Maybe.
Is that an honor killing, Dave, or I got my killings wrong?
Seppuku.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if honor killing specifically is the right term.
I think we'll go with seppuku. I think honor killing might be something else. Seppuku.
Park that.
I didn't say it. Seppukuing himself.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? At this stage of the season, might be the right thing to do.
Nice, Sebo. Tommy won the week. 2.29 units in the green. Well done, bro. That was nice. I was minus 3.05. Followed Sebo into a bet. We'll get to that. Made me bleed some units. The Lippy third and Sebo fourth, minus 12.5. Hand the belt over, bruh.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't mind.
Send it over. Well there done. We look go. At me in the green, though. I mean, I should almost have the belt for that.
There we go.
Just trying to get that. Almost. She's looking good.
Does look good, doesn't it?
She's looking good, that belt.
There's plenty of work to do. I mean, we're in the longest season of all time, so there's still about fucking 20 weeks.
So long to go.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know why you seppuku'd yourself so early, mate. There's about 3 months
maybe
to go.
Maybe that's part of it, though, right? Like, I feel we've had 3 New Year's Eves in between this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, look,
like,
it's been the longest
mate,
season.
Mate, I feel like I have, in this season alone, met Ella, got engaged, got married.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Well, we've started a podcast.
We've been together 13 years.
Yeah.
So, puts in context the length of the season. And punters and dribblers. Tom started the week well. Panthers 24 defeat Seagulls 12. They played fuck it footy.
Manly won.
Maybe
the game,
lacked
really.
A little bit of execution. They did win the game technically. Check the tapes. Manly plus 20. Great bet from Tom.
Mate, triple staked as well. Shout out to, I think his name was Lockie Elm in the P's and D's page, talking all that shit about me going Manly plus 20. And then it happened. And then I didn't hear from him. So obviously he's a weak gutted dog. It was easy. It was an easy bet. We should have won the game anyway, but like.
I mean, as I was watching the game, it was dawning on me how much of a fucking piss take that line was. Plus 20 against a glamour club Manly at home when we actually won, technically, check the tapes.
Yeah.
Madness.
Easy. And then when I got on it, I think it was at like 17 or 18. So I was, and I was like, oh, fuck. But still got up.
Oh,
so
it was easy, mate.
Easy.
Layup stuff. Sharks defeat the Titans 36-6. Sharkies are back, baby. Mulitalo 2 plus first half. We love that. 320.
That's nice from you, Ed. Triple staked.
Tripled. Lippy Mullets, nothing else doing really. Sebo, not your week, buddy.
Titans
plus 10.5, weird bet.
Yep.
Weird bet.
Yep.
Sorry, mate, weird bet. Broncos 54 defeat Eels 10. I was out and about Friday night, punters and dribblers, checked my phone, and I saw 54 points, and I thought to myself, kid's got to be home and hose, doesn't he? Nah, Ricky, not interested.
Mate, you've got a 54-point Broncos side and Cobbo doesn't get one.
Not a single
try. Stags doesn't get one. That's me done wrangling Stags. I'm fucking, the rutting season or whatever it is. Hunting season's over.
Is it?
It's done. I'm putting it away. I don't need another one. It's fucked. I'm done. I've got my meat. It'll last me for a year. So
didn't rot. I think it
didn't rot, mate. Basically, all you're doing it for is the head. We're not really doing it for anything else.
You didn't store it correctly. You went out hunting again. You're not the guy in fucking...
Mate, what are you talking about? I took it back.
Emil Hirsch, his fucking thing goes rotten.
No, mate. Yeah. I went with Herbie. We nailed it. It was the greatest wrangle of all time. Took it home, storing it in a deep freeze. We went out again, got greedy. It's fine.
Servo, yours was weird. You, like, king of the narrative bet for you to come in last week with some weird Panasini stat. Like, it was all over the shop.
Yeah. Yep.
In comparison, and I don't often pump Tom's tires, but his Englishman Herbie stag bet, that was like dripping in narrative and yarn.
Yeah. I know, look,
And that bet last week, just let me finish if you don't mind, that bet last week sort of encapsulates where you're at.
Yeah, you're all at sea.
This season, I'm going to chalk down his loss and I'm going to come back with a rebrand next year. Like, I need a rebrand.
You're already rebranding mid-season.
Mate, I think it's probably time for the Mystics first.
Yeah, you aren't even consulting the Mystics. You've gone straight seppuku rebrand.
What, you're going to go pay fucking $6,000 for some digital marketing company to rebrand you, mate?
Yeah, I need a new logo, new colour scheme.
New colour palette. Font.
New font.
Shit, dude. Yeah, yeah. Well, reach out. Reach out, companies who want to rebrand
Sebo. Does anyone
want
to rebrand Sebo for free? And we'll shout you out.
Yeah.
If you got a business. What font is Sebo?
Yeah.
It's got to be quite curly, doesn't it?
Well,
but remember, it's the rebrand. You can have the old Sebo font, but I want to rebrand.
No, so no, like,
this is the new brand. This is like the new excitement, you know, something that's going to bring the fucking market, the shares up. People are like, oh my God, this brand's sick again.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I need.
Yeah. No, I get it.
We get it, buddy.
I don't.
Mambo came back, so can I.
Hot tuna.
Like, Mambo did come back. Big time. Mambo got a little bit.
Well, I think it's like everything. You have cycles. Sebo needs a rebrand. Reach out if you're a digital marketing company. Not digital marketing. What are they?
Graphic designer.
Creative house.
Rabbitohs 26 defeat Dragons 14.
I was close, baby. I was close.
I missed the overs, Debo.
Dragons plus 18.5. Ravalava 2 plus. Obviously, the Ravalava 2 plus was kind of dumb, but he got one, so... I think it wasn't the worst bet, to be honest.
Dragons at plus 8.5. Tom and I dialed in, obviously. Yep. Overs was stupid in hindsight. It was like 51 points.
Yep.
Dumb. So dumb.
So dumb.
Warriors 30 defeat Tigers 22. Appy fucks me. DWZ crosses. Norfoluma fucks Sebo. Ford fucks the Lippy.
And
SJ. I don't think he didn't score any.
He didn't get any. I didn't realise he'd scored two the week before. That was my fault, and it was too late.
Back
to
back twos from a halfback.
And I don't think he's ever.
He's never done it in his career.
Yeah, so
right. Okay. Nice.
Brando told me that after I put my bet on.
Roosters 30 defeat Dolphins 14. Tom and I saw Dylan Napa last week. That wasn't the omen he thought it was.
No, it was just I saw him. Maybe it was just the Roosters win.
But you see people post sore omens and like the P's and D's stuff. Seeing someone isn't an omen.
No,
like,
it's not.
Let's be very clear on that.
You bumped
into
someone.
You know what I mean? Like maybe if you saw them and they were like under like a 13 plus sign of some description, maybe that's an omen.
You'll note I did not once even invoke the word omen when I was referring to Dylan Napa. It was a positive vibe bet. I saw him. He's returning after timeout. I was hoping against hope that it could happen. It didn't happen, but... You're absolutely right. Seeing someone, not an omen.
But it's, you know, if you go, nonsense. But if you go up to Terry Hill, say to a golf club called Shorties, and you play around with Ruben Garrick, the snack, then that's an omen.
That's an omen
because
Ruben just arrives while you're playing a round of golf,
and
then you get him any time, and he was paying like $3,
$3.25, I think.
Yeah,
and
ridiculous.
Maybe, and maybe you have a little bit of a look. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say?
No, not just a look. Maybe you have a stare at it.
Like maybe you stare deep into that thing's soul, you and your mate and your other mate, and then maybe you salute.
Yeah. That's, but obviously that was on the show.
That was on the show. Well, because the show was recorded before we went up there, Tom. That is why. Storm 48 defeat Raiders 2. Red. Literally just red.
Red.
Raiders plus 11.5, triple stakes. Tom and Seb and I got on that. Seb got on it and I followed him. Fucking
I told you how
stupid.
Dumb that was, didn't I?
It was so
I
dumb.
Told you it was dumb.
You did. Yep. Yeah, was that the first time they've lost by like 13 plus?
Yeah, but also,
why am I following
Sebo? Why am I following Sebo, who's on one of the great slides
of the first time they haven't scored a try in like 252 games.
Yeah, great. Of
Fuck,
course.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What, four seasons? Five it's, seasons? Six seasons?
Ten seasons.
I told you it was dumb. Now, you could argue my bet was dumb, but I had Brick 3 plus. He was actually out injured, so this bet that I put in doesn't really count. It was a last
and then replaced with so Tom replaced that bet with Huddy no score, Whiten no try, Munster no try, Coach no try.
Yeah, but in my defence, no, I did
Munster
that 2 seconds before kickoff, realising
Munster
that
scored.
You can't,
Munster
you
scored,
can't say as a stupid Munster when scored. We're having a crack though. You're just going,
mate. I had Brick 3 plus. This was me last second. This was literally fuck. Kickoff's about to happen. Where's Brick? Jesus Christ, Brick's not here. So I had to just do, you know, balls to the wall sort of shit. That was just, you know, that was panic stations. At least I got a fucking leg. You guys didn't get a single thing.
Yeah, that's true. Knights 42 defeat Bulldogs 6. Knights to minus 10. It was a fucking absolute rugby league layup. Ponga doesn't score, though. Domi doesn't score
yeah,
either.
Yeah, I got something. Yeah, I got something.
Yeah, when I put the bet on.
So the odds of 24-64 for a Knights minus 10, Domi Young 2 plus, and Ponga anytime, incorrect. It was actually Ponga 2 plus, which is what I had, but I just didn't put the 2 plus in. So when you guys all got on it, under false pretenses, so we're all fine.
I would say this: Knights defeating the Bulldogs 42-6. That reeks of a dummy double.
Yeah, did he get one? He didn't get one.
No,
and Ponga didn't get one. So it was fucking bad beat city.
Bad beat city. 10 into 10,000.
Ew.
Tom, ooh. Dylan Edwards, Nabra.
I
had the Raiders 11.5. I felt really good about that.
Stupid.
And stupid. No thanks. So, Connor Tracy and Joey Manu both scored for 7 randos. So a little bit of fucking saving face. Unit scooper, Tom went the Yazaki, got 6 from 8. Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, mate.
Yeah, but it fucked me. Titans first one was the Titans plus 10.5 fucked me. And then...
And the Finns. The Finns plus 9.5. Take them out. He's home and hosed.
Yep.
And he probably wins the season.
Yeah. Oh, definitely wins the season.
Probably.
No, it definitely
wins. Well, because, you know, there might be another unit scooper around the corner, mate.
If you just literally took them out, the odds would be what, like... $30 maybe, or divide it by say 80, 40, you would have won the season. If you just
I'd be fucking still negative 10 and Eddie's sniffing around.
Yeah, but you would have been in front.
I would have been I would have had the belt in front of me, which I don't think has been in front of me all year, which is good. Last round is all I need.
Sebo was a Dommy Young first, second or third away from 23.39. He had AJ and Critter both crossed the chalk first, second or third.
That would have been nice, wouldn't it?
Dummy nice. Fucked him. The Lippy got 1 from 6. No surprises shocking. There. Shocking. And Sua Wong didn't score the first try. In fact, he didn't score at all. So that's accountability. Brought to you by Black and Above.
Let's get to some betting, boys. Cowboys v. Sharks, Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Now we've got the Cows are $1.57 against the Sharks, 2.40. The line is 4.5 points. The over-under... 47.5 points. Rando, what do you got for us?
Well, I think the Sharkies are pretty good value here considering they've won 11 of their last 12 games against the Cowboys and haven't lost in Townsville since 2018, winning their last 5 games there as well. Of course, the Cowboys, they've been pretty good at home. They've won 6 of their last 7 and they've also won both games coming off a bye. So it could be an either team 1-12 sort of situation, but the value is there with the Sharks head-to-head. For try scorers, the Cowboys' right edge is leaking the most tries and the Sharks' left edge is scoring the majority of their tries this season. Mulitalo has scored 7 tries in his last 7 games and scored 3 tries in his last 3 games at Queensland Country Bank.
Lovely. Edward, what are you doing?
Listen, I couldn't for the life of me pick a winner. Hand on my heart sort of stuff this week. So I'm looking for people that have done a job for me this year, Tom. Job doers. People that are prepared to put their hand up and go, I hit up. Okay? Yep. Kyle Felt has done that for me. I've triple staked Kyle this year, and he fucking done a job in the past. I like Kyle. He's very unassuming. Just goes about his work. Bit of a toiler.
Is it fair to say that Kyles often are?
I think name a really loud, boisterous out there, Kyle, other than Kyle Sandilands.
Exactly right. I was going to say that. That's probably it.
Yeah. It's definitely no cool Kyles. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's like stud Kyles. Like, you know, is that what you're trying to say?
And there's no knock on Kyles generally.
Like,
but
your Brad
more...
Pitts, your Tom Cruise. You don't have a Kyle Pitt.
Yeah, no, like,
I mean?
Kyle Pitt isn't playing Achilles in Troy.
No, he's not.
No fucking way. No offense to Kyle.
He just changed his name, and that's probably going to help. Maybe Brad is originally a Kyle. I don't know.
Listen, if you're thinking about having a son and you want him to be Brad Pitt-esque, Kyle may prevent that from happening. Yeah. But if you want your Kyle to just do a fucking job, okay, turn up, reliable, dependable sort of bloke, then Kyle's the name for you.
Doesn't mean he can't own a really good, like, mechanic, like, shop, you know what I mean?
And
like,
he wouldn't rip you off either.
He wouldn't rip
you'd
you off.
You'd get down there to Kyle.
A lot of clients, like, Kyle sorted out. You know they've got Kyle with a circle around it?
Kyle definitely has spare car parts knocking around his garage as well.
Kyle will come over and fucking hang your TV for free. Just give him a scoot and sit out the back and have a yarn.
Yeah.
Kyle's a good bloke.
But he's never going to have the Hollywood lights in his face.
No.
But he doesn't want them.
He doesn't want them.
Oh, mate, I've got spare engine coolant. Yeah, I'll bring it around.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kyle.
Good on you, Kyle. So Kyle, he goes in.
Made a fan belt, do you?
Yep.
Sorry.
No, it was deserved.
It's true.
Because fan belts are tricky.
Dude, they are.
And no one knows a way around a fan belt.
No one knows
the only thing I know about
is.
Fan belts is I know when one's fucking too tight, is it? And it squeaks.
Well, every time I ask, how many Ks is your trim timing belt done? You're like, I don't know, Kyle. Like,
fuck Kyle. Like, that's
me?
Why I'm coming to you, dude.
Come on, Kyle.
Reach out, Kyle.
Reach out. Mulitalo, triple staked him last week. He goes in because he's a job doer, likes to do a job. And at home, must win game, not in the eight, no offense, Rando, but looking to sneak back in against a opponent they can win or beat, rather. I think Scotty Drink turns up for the boys and the girls. $9.10.
Okay. Sebo, what are you thinking?
Look, I don't need to go into this because I feel we just spoke about Kyle for a while. I do have Kyle as well. I'm just going to
Why'd you pick Kyle?
Because I couldn't get a read in this game and I never pick Kyle. And a lot of, like, you guys sometimes pick Kyle or I pay at halves who goes for the Cowboys and Kyle scores. So, like, I'm never part of Kyle's fucking, you know, Sunday barbecue, family right. barbecue, hanging around, just, you know, having some Coronas or whatever, you know, kind of Fast and Furious
vibes. Fast and Furious style, yeah. That's we're what I'm not talking friends, we're family.
yeah. And I want to be involved in that.
Yeah,
so
I get
I'm trying to buy my way in by getting Kyle to bang for me. Like, hey, look, I'll show you some love, you show me some love, and then Mulatalo, look, you and I don't have much left. But I still have you, so let's keep going.
Okay, I don't hate that. I don't hate that at all. Guys, this is sort of a theme for my week generally, and I just thought I'd give you a bit of like a, you know, an audio stimuli. Hopefully something gets taken down from YouTube.
Don't play it for too long, because it works.
I've never heard this song.
I think you have to skip it a bit for the chorus.
I find myself alone when each day's through.
A little bit longer.
Yes, I'll admit. Right.
Country music doesn't get to the chorus straight away.
Country music probably only has like one chorus in it. I walk the line. Bang. That's all we needed. Thank you, Johnny. All right. That was smooth. Now, that was Riveting. I Walk the Line by Johnny Cash, recorded and written by Johnny, 1956, first number one hit. He walked the line, and his last name was Cash. So all I'm doing this week, punters, is just lines, dude. I'm walking the fucking line. Sharks plus five for Cash.
Nice. I like
Sharks
it.
Sharks plus $5.50, $1.90, easy.
I do like
easy.
It.
Easy.
I do like it.
Easy. And now, this could make me or break me, because if none of these get up, I'm in big
If you get six of them again, though, you'll go well.
Yeah, but or it could be that Joe Exotic, where it's like, I'll never financially recover from this. So we'll see, but I'm bullish. I like the Sharks. I was talking to a shark of note. I won't go into it in the DMs this week. I'm hoping that's
positive.
The Sharks,
you showed a little bit of love.
I have some positive vibes there. So 5.5 start. I don't mind it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't give a comment on this game. Line or win-wise, it could be anything.
Trust me, every single game is basically like that, so good luck to me.
The Victorian, Sharks line plus 5.5, Felton Mulatalo, $6.98. He's at home touching himself, because if you had goal scorers in there from the AFL, that's paying $1.02.
Yep. Yeah, look at him, you're right.
That's touch me stuff for the Victorian.
What this is, you know when you see, I don't know if we've spoken about this before, but when like a monkey's been caged its whole life and it's let out and it sees sky for the first time and it's like, oh my God, dude. This is a Victorian who didn't realize that you could just literally have fucking like three legs and you'll get, or two legs, whatever it is.
Our world's actually 3D, not 2D. You've been living on a fucking
fucking Tillicum shit, like killer whale stuff, been released from Tillicum.
Right. He's a killer whale.
This thing's meant to swim 100 Ks a day.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Punters are meant to swim 100 Ks a day, and, you know, you're not allowed to in Victoria.
So
let's
sorry,
move
Tillicum.
On. Sorry, Tillicum. Good to see Tillicum have his first real bet ever. Warriors for the Seagulls. Go Media. Warriors are $1.25, Manly $4. The line 12.5, over under 45.5 points. Rando, what's the weather like? How are we looking here? Manly gonna win?
Should be dry, and I do like the Seagulls here at least to cover the line. A couple of convincing stats here. They've won their last three against the Warriors. They have won 11 of their 15 games at Go Media Stadium. And this one is quite astounding. The last nine teams to play Penrith have gone on to win the very next week. And that's including the Dragons and the Dogs and all those
shitty
teams.
Don't fucking compare us to those losers.
So, we actually beat the Panthers last week.
We beat the Panthers, but I hear you.
There you go. So do like Manly to at least cover that plus 13.5. For try scorers, once again, DWZ is an obvious choice. Manly conceding 30% of their tries down their left edge, Wires scoring 32% on their right edge. But there is value for Manly, in particular the right side. You got Jason Saab, who scored in each of his last three games against the Wires. And you also got the right second rower, who has scored in three of the last four games against the Wires. And that is Schmoly, who's a smoky at $3.70.
Get him. Edward, how are you seeing it? What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
Listen, I'm going to go with someone I absolutely trust as a Manly try scorer off the bat. Ruben Garrick rarely, if ever, lets me down. I'm talking about when he's playing for Manly, rarely, if ever, I don't think ever has let me down. Mm. When I'm in his presence, his aura has never let me down. When we embrace Tom, because he's a dear friend, his hugs have never let me down. His face has never let me down. His beauty has never let me down, okay? He is fucking reliable and dependable, and for that reason, he goes in. Now, on the other side of the field, I just feel like where Manly's at right now, we're light up front. It's well documented, Okay, it's on the public record, Manly light up front, a lot of fucking big boys injured. And I just think that if I'm a rugby league god and I'm looking to dish out a little bit of like, get that up, yeah? It's AFB, once a proud seagull, scoring on his old club when we're down up front. That's what I can see happening, $13.83.
Seb?
I am going DWZ for pretty much the same reasons Eddie said about Garrick. He just doesn't let me down. And then I'm also going Garrick, believe it or not.
Mr. Dependable, mate.
Just a double-ender of two.
That's dependable. A dependable bet.
Yeah, and it is.
Like, DWZ paying nothing, but Garrick was paying like...
320 again?
Yeah, was he playing...
He paid 320 something on the weekend.
I think he's playing 320 again. It's ridiculous.
Where's he playing? Is he in
fullback?
Yeah, right. Because, yeah, I thought it might be center at something for that price. Yeah. So, look, just those two. 492. It's a dependable double-ender as you can get.
That's lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend. You know,
lean on me.
Give it to him.
I just did.
Oh, I thought you were gonna really go for it.
Okay.
Happiness, I have no proof that it's right because you're mine. I walk the line.
Great fucking song, Johnny. It's good for work, but it's time to stop now. Spacebar not working. Manly plus 13.5. Easiest money you'll make. $1.90. Thanks for coming. Walking the line. Let's move on. No, wait, what's Ticket Tillicum
Victorian
doing?
Victorian, Waz, Altline, -15.5. Big fan of the Waz. DWZ and AFB, 1675.
He must be coming in his little orca pants.
He's literally covered in his own nut.
1675, you don't see that. Three legs.
This is reload sort of stuff. Yeah. This is eight.
Multiple gasms.
Yeah, that's like an Ozaki 8 in like AFL.
Yeah, in almost. AFL.
Like, or no, it's a smoothie or a fucking...
That'd be the biggest bet ever hit in an AFL game. Yeah. Just put it that way.
No one in Victoria's hit a multi that big. Ever.
No,
16
never.
Bucks. No one's hit one over $1.60.
Never. Because
you cannot physically put enough markets together.
You have to bet on every aspect of every play of every game, to get... $16.
Mate, blokes kicking five goals is like $1.40.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Eels v. the Roosters, Combank Stadium, formerly Bank West. Eels, $2.35, Roosters, $1.60. The line, 4.5, over under 43.5 points.
Points.
Rando, what do you got?
Really big on the Roosters here. They're 100% in their five games at Combank when they are the favourite, with their smallest winning margin being 6 points. So really do like them to cover the line. On top of that, they have also covered the line as favourite in their last four games against Parramatta. The Eels, they're 1-2 without Mitch Moses, and that win coming against Manly during Origin period. So probably doesn't really count. For try scorers, Sivo is back on the left sting for the Eels. His try scoring tally dried up when Dylan Brown left the side, only scoring one try following his suspension, which means he scored his other 15 tries with Brown in the side. With Dylan Brown basically taking all control of the halves, he should be on down that left. Sivo, he scored in his last two against the Roosters, and the left winger has scored the most tries against the Roosters this year.
Okay.
I don't know if you said this at the start, but like, where are you leaning from a result perspective?
I said I'm huge on the Roosters cover.
Okay. You are huge on them?
I'm big on them.
You're massive on them?
I'm massive
on them. Because I'm control C and control V, Burmo's bet, Roosters -4.5, and I am tripling it.
Oh, wow.
Because I just looked at that line, I'm like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, dude.
4.5? Leave it out.
Yeah, mate, it is disgusting. You're coming with me, right?
Yeah, fucking
it is disgusting. It's disgusting. And I'm fucking triple staking it with you, Eddie, because...
Come with me,
it,
baby.
Not?
That's a fucking layup.
Mate, the Eels are fucked. And fuck! It's like...
And the Roosters have found forward. Someone actually said it. You might want to pause that before we get taken down.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah, we might get the fucking hole in. Quick.
Someone told me... they were saying, how funny would it be if the Roosters caught fire when it was way too late and they couldn't make the 8 anymore?
That was me last week.
Was that you? Yeah. That's what's happened.
They can technically still make it, but I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. Don't you worry about that. Sebo, what are you doing? Because obviously me and Eddie, Roosters -4.5.
Yeah,
triple staked.
Yeah, and I hope that doesn't come off for you because I'm not following you. I've just gone a double ender. Sivo, thank you, Rando. I think he scores. And Tupou, it's safe. It's 404. But now the way things transpired, it's not about does my bet bang. It's about does their bet not bang for me.
I'm looking at this bet now, dude.
Yep.
And I'm thinking to myself, that's a fucking great bet.
Yeah. Who's out for the Eels again?
Mitch Moses.
Yeah, but they got Dill. They got Dill.
He hasn't exactly come back and throbbed. I don't know.
And who's Mitch's replacement?
Dejan Mustard.
Okay. Also, they're going to miss Mitch's kicking.
Yep.
Which is elite.
Yeah, look. Yeah, it is a good bet. I'm just hoping it doesn't come off, right?
Like, no, I get it. No, I understand. But I'm looking at that bet and I'm touching myself.
Yeah.
Going, you're going to give me 4.5 points? That's it?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, now we move to the orca with the limp dorsal fin.
But it's
Victoria.
About to become stiff again.
But it will be stiff
once
after
released.
This week.
Roosters W over 43.5. Manu and Sivo 11.95. That's not a great bet.
It's a bad bet, but I think I'm just happy for this orca to see odds like that. You know, yeah, I'm just happy for him.
It's like he's gone into, you know, a pub for the first time, and maybe he hasn't ordered a steak or a great like steak sandwich. A palmy, like he's like, oh, what's this? And he's got just like the calamari. It's like,
yeah, he's also getting excited. Used to hunting game again. He's just been given fish from a bucket for the last his whole life. This is him now in the wild learning how to hunt fucking, you know, great whites and shit. So you got to give him time, you would assume.
He doesn't know his own strength.
Next up, Tigers v. the Fish. Combank Stadium, $1.36 the Tigers, $3.10 for the Dolphins. The line 8.5, over under 46.5. This game's fucked because the Dolphins have got so many players out, but like, who trusts the Tigers who have just sacked their coach, Tim Sheens? So I'm assuming Benji now full time. We've heard some really fucked news. We heard that this was coming from a while away about the Sheens thing. There was another bit of information attached to it, which.
Two more bits attached to it,
which now seem more likely to happen. I'm not going to talk about them, but one of them rhymes with Schmolakawatu. So, Rando.
The other one rhymes with Schmasco.
Yep.
Well, obviously, the Tigers at $1.33 is the short price a last place team has been in the last 15 years, eclipsing the Cowboys, who were at $1.49 against the Eels in JT's last home game, which is quite astounding for a team that's lost their last 10 games in a row. Fair to say, the Finns haven't been great either, losing 8 of their last 9. However, they have managed to cover the line in 5 of their last 6 games, so I do like the Finns at +9.5. For try scorers, it was almost a godsend having Dane Laurie move to right half on the weekend against the Warriors. He was a part of all 4 tries they've scored, 3 assists, 1 try himself. This week, the Finns' left side is looking really shaky. They've lost Lemuelu. They've lost the Hammer. Stafford Toa comes to mind on the edge, but I do think that Dane Laurie at $3.30 is pretty good value here to get over.
I don't know.
I mean, I'll just say about this game, is there like stats on the least watched game in like NRL history or Guinness World Records kind of stuff?
Surely the Knights and Dogs would have had that a couple of years ago.
Maybe, this wouldn't rival.
I don't know.
The reason I would say no is because the Knights faithful are very faithful.
That's true.
I was
true.
Just
same
up in
dogs.
Nova Castronera yesterday and you can sense it, that real Friday Night Light shit, you know what I mean? They've got their little signs out the front of their house and shit.
They're a proud people. People. They turn up. Even when they were fucking getting the spoon and shit.
3 years in a row.
They'd turn up at the stadium. They'd turn the fuck up.
In some
positive news for me, the line has just changed to 8.5 on Neds. So I had the Fish, but then I'm like, fuck the Fish. I've gone Tigers -8.5, $1.90. Thanks for coming, Johnny Cash.
I just think to myself, surely the Tigers win. Like, they've been fucking close to wins all season. They come up against a very depleted Dolphins side who's on the slide in a big, big way. Surely these fuckers get it together.
New coach, technically, sort of.
It is.
Benji.
Benji has.
Sheens has stood down, so Benji's been upgraded, which was interesting because when they selected Benji under Sheens, everyone mused, is 2 years enough? Yeah. Is that enough time to learn the ropes?
Now it's
first
not
coach?
Even a full year.
Now it's like 6 months later and he's been thrown in very Tigers behaviour.
Very Tigers.
I like Stafford Toa. I think he's an absolute stud. And Jareem Buller, who has banged for me multiple times this season, goes in 5-9. I'm not blowing the socks off anyone, punters and dribblers, but I don't mind it.
Yep. I am just going to Tigers try scorers, Papali'i and Tupu. 7.52. It's not an inspiring bet. But last time I didn't have an inspiring bet, it came off.
You've got no yarn around it either.
Exactly. Yeah, I've got nothing around.
Isaiah Papali'i doesn't score heaps
for the Tigers.
Yeah,
for the Tigers. Yeah,
it's basically no one's coming out for the Dolphins. Not even Stoney's fucking showing up.
Well, Stoney broke his leg,
Stoney's out. Zarko's out. Who else is out? Rando.
So you've got no narrative.
Who's out?
You've got no narrative. You're picking a bloke who doesn't score tries.
I'll tell you, they have got.
They've also Val Meninga. They've dropped as well for this game.
Oh, have they? They've got Lemuelu out, the Hammer out, Marshall King out, Kenny Bromwich out, Ray Stone out.
Yep. And Stoney holds that fucking side together. So basically, I'm just saying, pick any two. I don't have any narrative. I admit it, but I'm just fucking putting two things together. $750, whatever.
No, I get it for this game. Like, it's not really a... It's sort of devoid of narrative, this game. Everything's kind of shit. The Lippy. Walker.
Dolphins line plus 9.5. Azarko 2 plus $7.02. That Azarko will not out? Hit.
No, Azarko's in.
That will not hit. That's not happening. Put a line through that bet.
That's not happening.
That doesn't get
that up. Ain't happening.
Getting back to you, Sebo, on the lowest ever watched game of rugby league. That was the Knights and the Titans in 2018. 130,000 pay TV viewers.
There you go.
So also a 3 p.m. Saturday
I might
game.
Have been too quick to fucking pump those losers.
Yeah, but that 130,000 would have been the Knights and there would have been no one for the
and
Titans.
And that was true. Potentially when they had their, like, they're in three consecutive spoons. Fuck, imagine your team getting three spoons in a row. Jesus Christ. That would suck. Ass. We move on. Titans v. the Panthers. Seabus Super Stadium. $9 for the Titans is actually pretty fucking... I mean, there's no way they're going to win, but it's like, it's a lot.
It's a fuckload.
$1.06 for the Panthers. The line is 22.5 points. Forgive me. The over under 45.5 points. This, if you want to talk about walking the line, this is a fucking tough game to walk the line on. Rando, what are you doing?
Obviously, it's a no-brainer. Penrith win this and win this well. But how well is the question? Because they have failed to cover the line against the Titans on the Gold Coast in their last five games. Further to that, the Titans have only lost by 23-plus points once this season, whilst Penrith's biggest win margin in their last 10 games on the road is 24 points. So I kind of do like the Titans plus 22.5, but I think like plus 30.5 as well could be $1.60. To check in on, which is pretty easy. For try scorers, the value is for Panthers' middle forwards to score, aka their lock or front rower. Their front rowers are scoring the second most tries against Gold Coast. That's three more than the right winger, who would be Bizza. So you're looking at James Fisher-Harris, Moses Leota here for some surreal value. JFH, he averages the most minutes of any Panthers front rower, whilst he hasn't scored in his last 20 games. 2023 has really proven to be the year of breaking try-scoring streaks, so I'm going to put all on JFH.
What's Fisher-Harris paying?
$5.40.
Bit skinny if he hasn't scored all year for mine.
It's $1.06 Penrith for paying here, to be
fair. Yeah. I tell you what, like, realistically, if they're paying $9 to Titans, that sort of implies, on some level, at least to my brain, that the bookies are saying they'll win 1 in 9 games played under these circumstances. I don't think they would win 1 in 9. I don't think they'd win 1 in fucking 30.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
I am going to go back to just a bit, you know, a bit of an old Dubbo narrative here, punters and dribblers. When we would compete year 5, year 6 in rugby league at school, we'd play in the David Peachey Shield or the David Peachey Cup, and they were fond memories for a young Edward Simpson, who had a bit of speed early, but no ticker. That's been the story of my life. Not a big tackler, not a big defender, but nipped around the field pretty well. But very nice, fond memories. David Peachey, one of the greats to ever fucking do it. And if I see a Peachey starting at centre against a Titans side depleted in a big fucking way, then I'm looking for a couple of meaties. 2 meaties, to be specific.
Not 7 Pacific.
No, not Pacific. That's Pacific Ocean, Tom. I'm talking specifics here, okay, baby. $7 for Peach to score twice. $7.
I've just had my mind changed by Rando there. I had Panthers minus 22. All those fucking stats about them covering lines and points conceded and Panthers on the road and all that shit. I've decided to change it, but I am looking at the fucking Titan side and I'm not exactly brimming with confidence.
It's a big call, buddy.
It is, but listen, when you're walking the line, dude, like, you've got to be fucking walking it with some purpose. So I'm walking it with purpose, and I'm going to say Titans plus 22.5. I wasn't going alternates, because if you went, it was like fucking $1.70 for 24 bucks, for 24. So I'm like, fuck it. We'll just stick with what we're doing here. Titans plus 22, $1.90.
Yep. I would have taken that side of the line if I was you, because when you think about these games, Panthers, they're so used to being like in the run to the finals, right? So like a Panther in real life, if they get a kill and they know the thing's dead, they don't have to maul it and eat it quickly. They're not a hyena. They're just like, I've got the kill. So if they're winning by like 16, 20, they might take the foot off a little bit and just go, you know, the guys get some rest, get off Cleary. Like, we're going to win this game. We've got the point differential. We're in the final. Where if you get a random team like pumping someone, they're like, oh my God, I'm not used to being here. Like, let's pump them harder.
Yes.
So I'm just saying that I reckon that's a
that's the line to go. Yeah. Well, I'm happy to hear that.
But look, I was just saying that because I'm just doing a boring lightning bet. You know what I mean? Like Critter, 2+. He got 2+ last week. I was on the Toto 2+, but it was actually Critter. So now I'm just hoping lightning strikes twice. Critter 2+, 475. My philosophy in these games are just a 2+er. Yep. It's too hard.
Plus, yeah. 2+ and pray.
Yep.
Taruva 2+, Critter any times for the Lippy at 980.
Beautiful.
2+, Critter any time.
We move on to the Dragons v. the Storm at Wynn Stadium. Now, this could be the least watch game. Because, yeah, like, the Storm have got fans, but sure, but, like, this game is real who gives a fuck territory. Now, and it's also on a Saturday night. I know that's, like, a good primetime spot, but surely people are out just living their lives. Dragons, $5.75. The Storm, $1.14. The line, 15.5. Over-under, 45.5 points. Rando, give us some good news.
Once again, the lines are really tough to look at.
Give it to us, Rando. Give it to us, Rando.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a robot.
Guys, take it away, bro.
Okay, perfect. Obviously, the line plus 15.5, it's really tough to get a gauge on. Since the Origin period, we have seen the Dragons put up pretty much a big fight in their last 5 games, with their biggest losing margin being 12 points. For a team that you think would crash and burn, they're doing A-OK. On the contrary, the Storm's record in the Gong has been pretty inconsistent, losing 3 of their last 5 games at the venue, and their biggest winning margin in their last 2 wins has been 12 points. So maybe take the Storm minus 10.5 here if you want for a bit more safety. For try scorers, though, you can go all out on this value bet. The left edge of the Dragons have been leaking 31% of their points, with Fine conceding 30 tries alone this season. You can't split the opposition right center or right winger against the Dragons up. They've scored 15 tries and 16 tries respectively this season. Marion Seve, he scored in 2 of his last 3 games. He is $3.05, which I think is ridiculous value for how shocking the Dragons' left edge defense is.
Imagine conceding 30 tries to your name. Like, that's your sort of stats for the year as a winger. It's like, yeah, I've conceded 30 tries. You're like, Jesus Christ.
You've got to be scoring 30 tries to
you
back
fucking,
that up.
Mate,
no, you've got to be scoring 40.
There's been like 20 games played. You're getting absolutely fucking fed to the Wolves. I can't be fucked to get Johnny up again. Storm minus 15.5. Fuck the Dragons. Yeah. Storm are humping. They're in some form right now. Pappenhausen probably going to come back this week off the bench. No, Dave, you don't think so? Not named? Fuck it, I don't care. Storm minus 15.5.
Pappenhausen anytime.
Get that in there. They'd offer markets too. Now, I've gone the M&M bet. Munster and Meany. I know what happened last week. I wasn't on it. But there's just something about Munster and something about Meany that gets me going, especially against the fucking Dragons. A pathetic outfit.
Is this M&M bet M&M chocolate bet or a Marshall Mathers bet?
Peanut butter M&M's.
Yeah, I think M&M, it's like, I think its origins were like M&M's at a movie, you know, it's like the entree.
Yes.
M&M's got to be a bit I don't know. I don't know how you'd fit M&M Marshall Mathers in, Mathers, whatever the fuck the pronunciation is. This is M&M bet, Tom. This is at the movies. I've got me peanut M&M's, little yellow thing, bang, down the gob.
Love it.
Gob bet.
Well, it's an M&M bet.
Down the gob.
Seb?
I've got Storm 13+ and Hughes because the Dragons this season, like basically what happened just then to me is kind of what, like you'll understand in a second, when Rando starts saying stats about the Gong, like I just kind of like, my mind just goes nowhere. Like it's like the Dragons are so boring to me.
You're not a big Gong guy.
No, I like the Gong.
My brother lives there, bro. Is he?
I'm talking about the Dragons and the Gong and all that stuff. I think I need a rebrand.
Kern lives in the Gong, dude. You be very careful.
We've got a lot of proud brothers and sisters out there. Man.
I love the Gong. I'm saying I don't like the Dragons. The Dragons, I've said at the beginning of this season, it seems like fucking 10 years ago now, that they need to rebrand. Maybe it's like Naruma Oysters, Mollymook Shellfish, something like that. Give it a bit of like, give the area something. Because a dragon makes no fucking sense to be on the South Coast. It looks like a bank logo.
Yeah.
They've played like shit for 10 years.
We've talked about this. It's the South Coast Shuckers or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's sick.
Like, honestly.
Because it can be Shuckers like you, like surfing, or Shucker as in like I'm shucking oysters.
Exactly. Correct. Yeah, maybe it's a fucking you on a oyster shucker knife, you know.
Or an oyster like, sitting in between two fingers. Yeah. Yeah. Being propped up.
Yeah. Like that, I could get around that team. The even shuckers. If they were shit. The shuckers, right? Yeah. So I've just gone Storm 13 plus Hughes for $4.03 because the Dragons is almost like a void thing. It's like I've been men in blacked when I hear Dragons stats and Dragons games. Like the thing goes off in front of my eyes and I just forget what happened. So can't include them.
Yep. Yeah. Shout out to Men in Black.
Shout out to Men in Black.
Fucking great movie. Yeah. That was like my childhood. Getting the bus to rugby games. Yeah. Like back in the day, we had to get a fucking all over the Central West and you'd sit down and you'd watch Men in Black.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good.
I've probably said this on the show. After the Cowboys got fucked to death by the Tigers, I DM'd Jack Kajewski a fucking gif of Will Smith just erasing the memory. And he's like, I don't get it. I was like, what?
Yeah. Is that because he's young?
Yeah.
Too young.
Well, he does, like, I mean, he's younger. But he, like, even Dave, you said he's seen it? Like, he's seen it. But have you seen the original one?
No, but we were what, in year two when Men in Black came? We would have been 10, 8?
Yeah, we were perfect time young. For it.
So if we're like 30-something now, 22-year-old.
Sugar.
Like, yeah.
More sugar.
Chat CP.
I love that bit. That's so good.
Yeah, that bit was great. The little gun that just fucking is bigger than all the, you know, when you shoot the little cricket gun.
Yes.
And it just, you're like, oh, that was just good entertainment.
I'm pretty sure Macca's got on board with that with some Happy Meal work around there.
Oh, they would have done.
Shout out to getting toys where I was Happy Meal.
Mate, the Macca's toys, the best Macca's toy all time was the little mini football.
Yeah, it was. Now, it was.
That's by the by. Lippy, Storm 13 plus, money and coats, 562.
It's not a bad bet. It's not bad. For him, they're the best odds he'll ever get. We move on, punters and dribblers, to the Knights v. the Rabbitohs, McDonald Jones Stadium. Knights are $2.10. Rabbitohs favourites $1.73. Line 2.5 points. This is where it gets tough for someone like me. Over under 48.5 points, Rando. What's up?
Historically, Souths have absolutely dominated these head-to-head games. They've won 12 of their last 14 games against the Knights and haven't lost in Newcastle since 2011. Newcastle are also wearing their cursed mining jersey, which they have not won in since 2018, and that was against the Tigers of all teams. So I do like the Rabbitohs just head-to-head here. For try scorers, the Rabbitohs' left edge is leaking 26% of their tries, with the right winger scoring the most against them, and we all know the Knights' right winger has scored the most tries for them this season in Dom Young. I've put those two together, and that's paying $3.94, which is pretty good, Rabbitohs and Dommy Young.
Who did they beat last time they were in their cursed mining jersey?
The Tigers in Tamworth. Tigers.
Is the mining jersey like, was that a Tinkler idea?
Tinky.
I think it might be. They got a partnership with New South Wales Mining though. You know, obviously.
They're a mining town.
They are a mining town, but now like you go to the centre of Newcastle and you can get like,
the Hunter's big mining.
But yeah, you can get the breakfast bowls with kale and like activated fucking eggs and
shit. It's becoming gentrified.
Yeah, so like, are you guys losing a little bit of your mining? You've still got it. Yeah, but like
Balmain's not a rugby league town anymore.
You go to Balmain, you can't like, you know, everyone looks like rando pretty much. Like they got
basically it's called Little Victoria. They're all randos in their scars. They're basically Melbourne people.
Just trying to support the Tillies here.
No, this isn't
this is an anti-Tilly, bro. Don't get that fucking.
It's anti-rando.
Don't get that twisted.
I just want to clear this.
It's anti-rando, man.
Take that thing off. You're being anti-Tillys by wearing it. I know what you mean, though. So that's why maybe the mining thing doesn't really work for him. Bit jinxy.
Yeah.
That line has changed in Ned's to now 2.5. I think it was 2. Either way, punters and dribblers, I'm taking Bunnies minus 2.5. I think, like, you won last week, right, against the Dragons?
Yeah.
But, like, you need to start. This is Trell's third game back. I'm just thinking you guys are going to start gelling a bit more, you know, time on pins, as it were, in the marathon game. So I see Bunnies minus 2.5 is okay. Like, I really don't know. It's a tough one for me personally, but that's what I'm doing.
Yep. Look, I am going Trell 2 plus again. This is like the fourth week in a row, and the odds just getting higher and higher, and I'm not jumping off it. It's 8.75 this week. I'm not jumping off it. I know that he's going to get a 2+ in one of the games before the end of the season or finals. So I'm just, that's where I'm at. I believe in it. I'm here for the long haul. I might be taking a battering, but it's not about the units anymore. It's just about believing in myself.
Should be about units. I had Knights 13+. Wasn't aware they were wearing the cursed jersey. I do believe in cursed jerseys, having suffered a similar pain myself. I don't need to go into it, but cursed jerseys are a real thing. Believe in that. I like Bunnies 1-12 into Trell, $6.24. Bunnies haven't had a whole lot of hump about them this year, but I think given the jersey being cursed at a sellout, I think it's the first sellout for the Knights this season, I just can't see them winning in that cursed jersey, but I also can't see them getting pumped. So Bunnies won a 12 in a 12-6-24.
Lovely.
Lippy, South Lion, -2.5. AJ, 2+5.26.
Not bad. He's kind of learning to swim with some other orcas with that, you know.
He's like, starting to get to know. He's like, people are like, wait, is this my family I haven't ever seen before?
Yeah. It's people.
I liked it. I respect it. Respect it a lot. Last game of the round. We made it. Raiders v. the Dogs. Now, this might be the least watched game all round. GIO Stadium, Sunday night. Tillies will be about to gear up for the World Cup final. Raiders $1.33, the Bulldogs $3.35, the Lion 9.5, over under 45.5 points. Rando, what do you got?
Obviously, the Raiders got humped to death the week before, but they have been a great rebound team this year, winning the next week after losing 13-plus the previous week in every occasion this season. The Dogs, on the other hand, they have been shocking. They have leaked 30-plus points in 7 of their last 8 games. So this could be the first time the Raiders do successfully get a 13-plus win this season. So I do like them to cover the line at -9.5. For try scorers, the Bulldogs, they aren't leaking too much on the edges, but rather either side of the post and then the middle. One of the best correlations is the left second rower, who has scored 8 tries against the Dogs. Huddy Young scored 8 tries this season. Perfect match for that channel, so I do like him at $2.20.
Beautiful. I will get my walk of the line out of the way because obviously I know everyone's desperate to fucking hear about it. Milk -9.5. Dogs are just getting fucked every week. Raiders are better than they were against the Storm. They've got a lot to play for. I think Ricky's probably bashed a good 90% of the squad this week. Mm. Flogged them.
Yep.
It's in Canberra.
Bashed them.
Dogs suck. Milk -9.5, $1.90. Thanks for coming.
Mm. Yeah, look, I'm on the same line as well. My dog Wallace actually the other day was playing with I think he had a bit of a problem with his legs, like an Aussie bulldog. And he was just, he was trying to play, but he just couldn't run properly. His back legs start giving out. And it kind of reminded me of the Dogs. And it was just like, look, we want to love you, Coop. You just can't keep up, right? Like, you just can't keep up. And at this
time
point,
to shoot him?
Yeah. At this point in the season, I might be completely wrong here, but it's like, everything's done for you, right? Like, all the hype's done. Everything's over. Raiders still have something to play for, though I don't trust him. It is at home. So I'm taking the line -9.5. I'm triple staking it. Could come back and, bite me in the ass. But I just see the Bulldogs, you're not, when you think of Bulldogs, you might think of someone out of Snatch, a cool, strong kind of Bulldog kind of guy. Now, these guys are little disabled. These Australian Bulldogs at the moment.
Cavoodles.
Cavoodles, yeah.
Posing as Bulldogs.
Yeah, they're struggling big time.
Big time. Huddy Young for me, punters and dribblers, because I'm a big Huddy guy, well documented. And I just feel like there's a red nut that's going to score this Sunday. And Corey Horsburgh is as red as they come. Red nuts like fucking panning Cavoodles into the earth. It's their thing.
Yep.
$13.72, which I don't hate.
Corey's got a lot of bulldog about him in terms of but the bulldog that
Guy
you want to believe
bulldog,
in.
Snatch yes. bulldog.
He's a Guy Ritchie bulldog. Yeah.
Fucking oath. Yeah. Give me the pill close to the line. I'm going to fucking feed you sort of bulldog.
13.72, not a lot for 2 back rowers. I will say that. Just not that we've been pretty fucking supportive of each other today. Okay. I just think that 13.72 for 2 back rowers. I think listen, in AFL terms, it's the best bet you could have. For an orca.
It's the
Dogs. For an orca looking to find his way. But you're right, it is the Dogs. It is the Dogs. And Corey did have a brief stint with the Dogs and he was traded there for or loaned there. Is it last year? Year before? Do your own research.
Yippee. Canberra win, Tomoko anytime, under 45.5, $6.95.
Not a bad bet. Not a bad bet.
Not a bad bet.
Yeah.
Not a bad bet.
If it was $8, though, it'd be good.
Oh, you'd prefer eight?
Yeah.
I can understand that. We now send it over to Rando, random stats guy, Nathan Corbet, for his hot boys and his best bet of the week.
Dialing it back on the
take it
best
away.
Bet. dialing it back on the best bet this time in terms of odds. Really am big on the Roosters, taking them -4.5. They have won all 5 games at CommBank as the favourite by 6-plus points and covered the line in their last 4 games as the favourite against Para. I'm chucking in Daniel Tupou as well. The left winger has scored the most tries against the Eels this season. Tupou, he scored 11 tries in 15 games against Para, and he also scored last time they met. So Roosters -4.5 and Daniel Tupou, that is paying $2.97. For the Hot Boys, terrible week last week. We scrap all the players there. We bring in some wingers for this round, starting with Ronaldo Mulitalo. The Cowboys' right edge is leaking the most tries, and the Sharks' left edge is scoring the majority of their own tries. Mulitalo has scored 7 tries in his last 7 games. Chuck him in. Sivo, he scored 16 tries in 13 games this year with Dill Brown playing. Roosters leaking the most tries to the left winger this season. Then Jermaine Asako, it's been a commandment all year. Take the right winger against the Tigers. The right winger scored 23 tries in 21 games against the Tigs. Asako scored in each of his last 3. Then Remus Smith, as I mentioned, his opposite winger in Fine. He's conceded 30 tries this season in 21 games. So I back the Storm right edge to have a field day against him. And to finish, Domi Young. You've got to take the right winger against the Rabbitohs. The right winger scored the most tries against the Bunnies this season. And the Knights right winger has scored the most tries for the Knights this season. You put all 5 of them together, and that will be paying $21.79. Back to you in the studio.
Don't mind that at all, Rando. Thank you very much out there in his hard drive where he lives on the mainframe. Good to see that Remus Smith in there. Good to see Remus. I like that. We go to our unit scoopers. I've just got an acai bowl. We've been calling it acai. Check out our chat with...
It's just acai.
No, acai.
No, it's acai.
No.
Acai, isn't it?
Didn't we do the...
No, it's acai.
Yeah, but there's a subtle... Acai.
You're saying acai.
Can you get it up again?
Yeah. Acai is not acai.
Liam Knight, we have a chat with him. Bowl. It's now on SEN.
Bowl, like that.
You can check it out. Full potty out Sunday. But he he's a great man. But he had sort of, we got deep into this. He was right. So it's not acai, acai.
Acai bowl.
Acai, ready?
Acai.
Thank you, cunt.
No, he's spelling it. If he says it the first time, then spells it out the second time, and then says it.
He didn't spell it out. Yeah, he said what he say?
He goes, acai, and he goes, acai.
No, listen to what he says at the start. Listen to the first thing he says.
Acai.
Yes. Acai.
Not acai.
Oh, fuck, please. Basically, I'm right there. Acai. No. And then he goes, acai.
No, it's like saying my name. He goes, you would say Sebastian, and then he goes, Sebastian, to like teach you how to say it. But right. He goes, acai, acai, and he goes, acai, and you think it's the acai version.
Yes, correct.
Yes, hon.
You think it's the spelling out
word. Don't talk over me if I'm trying to fucking respond. So, acai. So, say it together, acai.
You're getting closer now.
That's exactly what I said. Acai. That's what the fuck it is.
That's you're like, yeah, that's it.
You're saying it's acai. I'm saying it's acai.
That's like saying ed de word.
No, because it's not about the syllables. What is the final sound? It's
acai.
An e.
Acai.
The final sound is an e. That's
acai.
What I said.
You're saying acai.
You're saying acai. I'm saying acai. Check the tapes. Check the tapes. Kids, right. Anyway, acai. I'm doing an acai bowl. I've got...
it's actually pronounced Akai.
Yeah, I've got Taulagi, Billy Smith, Peachy, Remus Smith, and Trell, 83-82.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good, and I boosted the fuck out of it into the 90s.
Trell hasn't scored against the Knights as a Rabbitoh yet.
Sweet. Well, then that's good, because if he'd done it last time, then it definitely wouldn't happen. But this is... Look, if anyone's going to fuck me here, it might be Trell, but... 83-82 to change your stars. Taulagi, you think he's going to get over. Billy Smith on a hot streak at the moment. Man of the match on the weekend for the Roosters. Also a Scots boy, not a big deal. Peachy, you liked him as well. Peach. There's not a really great explanation there other than you liked him, and that's all I'm going with. But Rando, you like Remus, Trell. Fuck your Trell stat. 83-82.
I have got it's not a box of favourites. It's just fucking... people I think I'm going to win. I was looking at being like, are these favourites? They're not all favourites. Sharks, Roosters, Tigers, Panthers, Storm, Knights, Raiders, left the Manly boys out just because I wasn't sure and out of respect. Out of respect. 1682.
You know, there's no Manly try scorers and there was out of respect. I don't want to fucking
out of respect.
Jinx them.
Out of respect.
Seba?
I've gone to the Try Scorer Markets Ice Creamery. I got a 3 cone. So I've got a just Sivo ATS, an AJ 2+, and a Crichton first, second, or third.
Fuck, there's some scoops in that thing.
Yeah, 3 different scoops. Hokey Pokey, Rainbow, and fucking Vanilla.
I'd say you've got a scoop of Sivo, 2 scoops of AJ, and then we don't know how many scoops.
No, but it's like each bucket, each flavour is a different type of try scorer market.
So there's an AJ bucket and there's an AJ 2+ bucket. No, there's a different type of ice
cream.
There's
a 2+ bucket and I've got the AJ out of that. Then there's just an ATS bucket and I've got the Sivo. Then there's a first, second, and third.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
I've got the Crichton, 2509.
That makes sense now.
Ice creamery bet.
Come on, mate. It's pretty obvious.
No, that is obvious.
That's fucking obvious.
And what is the Orca doing, Eddie? The Victorian Orca.
Waz -13.5. Roosters -4.5. Storm -15.5. Rabbitohs -2. Carlton -10.5. Geelong -7.5. Oh, and Port Adelaide -7.
Yuck. He's accidentally swum into
a boat. Shit, he swam back to like poacher's nets.
Yeah, swam back into some Japanese fishermen.
Yeah, whalers. Whalers are coming. I'll see you on a sushi train fucking soon, dude.
He's Jesus gone seven legs there. No Ozaki.
No.
It wouldn't be an Ozaki, but he hasn't even done eight legs. 91.73. 10,000. I'm Thursday, and I'm going with the fucking Mr. Dependable, Kyle. Kyle Felt.
Fan belt
Felt. Get over Kyle in there.
I look, similar in the car game, he could probably work on my guy, Jason Saab. Car brand.
Nice. Saab. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that works together.
Kyle works on a Saab if it needs, you know, fixing.
Yeah.
But it won't, because he's going to score 260.
Am I Saturday?
Dunno.
Yep.
Who's on Saturday? Hold on 1 second.
You are.
Yeah, no, I just bet in. What games we got? Eels, Roosters. I'll just go Tupou.
Tupou.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's Friday. Saturday. I'll go Critter.
You got to show more love for this fucking for this segment.
I didn't know where I was.
What's Critter paying?
Critter. I think he's paying about $1.80. 1 sec.
$1.83 for Critter. Rando, what are you doing?
I'm going to take Huddy Young at $2.20 on the Sunday.
All right, that's us. Thank you to Neds for all their support. Much love. Neds app, About Even private group. Dribble up the secret passcode. Get on there. Gamble responsibly. Have a great weekend. Go Manly. Go the Tillies. But chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on screen or visit the website.